FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin-area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's en route to Asia, where his week-long trip is expected to conclude with a meeting with China's Xi Jinping. President told reporters on Air Force One,
"I'd love China to help us out with Russia. We put very big sanctions on Russia. I think those sanctions are going to be, you know, they're very biting, they're very strong. But I'd like to see China help us out."
Trump administration rejected the idea of using about $5 billion of contingency aid to keep food benefits flowing during the government shutdown. Those benefits, the SNAP program, set to run out next month. The shutdown now on its 25th day. The president did say that an anonymous supporter donated $130 million to ensure that members of the military get paid during the shutdown. And members of Congress want to hear from NBA Commissioner Adam Silver before the end of the month after this week's arrests of a coach, player, and former player. And coach as part of a nationwide gambling bust. This is ABC News. State and federal investigators provided an update on the blast that killed at least 16 people at a Tennessee explosives plant earlier this month. Jamie Van Vliet, the ATF special agent in charge, asked about a cause of the explosion.
"Until that time, until information is confirmed, I will not speculate on the cause of the explosion or comment on a potential cause, except to say, at this point, there is no indication of a threat to public safety."
Officials say at least 24,000 tons of explosives went off during that October 10th blast west of Nashville. Someone this week broke into an Iowa mink farm and released 2,000 mink. A trade group called it a terrorist act. Mink are raised for their pelts. 60% have been recovered. Fur Commission USA's executive director says mink are susceptible to threats in the wild. There have been reports of this group of mink also coming into contact with farm animals. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
WRCO-FM meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for cloudy skies, a chance of patchy light rain or drizzle through early afternoon, breaks of sun later on, high of 52. Partly cloudy to clear and cool during the overnight tonight, a low near 36. Sunday, mostly sunny and warmer, a bit breezy, high tomorrow at 61. Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, 37. Monday, partly cloudy, continued mild and breezy, 59. Tuesday, we may see a light chance of rain with a high of 53. And Wednesday, some early drizzle, partially clearing by midday with a high of 55 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Understand. And if you tell my heart, my
Rocky Horror. He might blow up and kill this man. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill this man.
Classic 90s country with Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart. 32 degrees and a little frost coming in this morning. So, yeah, you know, as we hit that low of 28, I know it's that time of the year. Doesn't mean I have to like it. Joanne, I don't like it.
Sorry.
Hey, she's apologetic anyway. Now, I know you had nothing to do with it. I still don't like it. Here's Blackhawk. Right?
Back door sticking in where you've been midnight. Quiet as a Mack truck, lots of luck thinking up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
No that goodbye in lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No, let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame up on a tall bar stool. And with a long, soft southern drawl said, I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool. A barroom girl with hard and knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. She said, hello, country bumpkin, how's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin, fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. Mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place. The heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. And she said, so long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin. So long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
Just a minute, yeah. I'd be standing face to face with my own destiny. Oh, and we sat there talking just like we were old friends. Oh, then I asked her, can I see you again? She said yes, and I said why. She said when, and I said how about it right now, love? Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes. Days flew by just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. She's the one I want for a million reasons. Loving her, it's just like breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me. Much to my surprise, she said yes, I said why, she said when, and I said how about it right now, love, can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes.
There's a great Star Spangled Celebration memory for your weekend wake up. Chad Brock and She Said Yes. Your Rabbit Ears memory and a look at this week in entertainment history coming up next.
WRCO.
Hey, are you looking for furniture that's built to last and built right here in Wisconsin? At Court & Main Furniture in Richland Center, we're proud to feature Marshfield Furniture. Every piece is handcrafted in Wisconsin with quality, comfort, and style you can truly feel, from custom fabrics to timeless designs. Marshfield makes furniture that fits your life and your home. And here's a special thank you for our radio listeners. Mention you heard this ad and get 15% off your Marshfield Furniture order. Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Hello, everyone. This is Brian from Walsh's. Keep your home safe with our buy two, get one free deal on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers. Tackle any mess with a Craftsman 6-gallon wet dry vac for only $69.99 and fire up your Weber smoke wood pellet grill for $7.99. Organize your space with 15 or 27-gallon heavy-duty storage totes for just $7.99. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
It's a time travel journey of entertainment proportions. We do it each and every Saturday around 7:20, a look at this week in entertainment history. Today, we're going to travel back to 1961 and the birth of Christopher Maloney.
In New York City, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad known as the Special Victims Unit. These are their stories.
Of course, Christopher Maloney, best known as Elliot Stabler from Law & Order Special Victims Unit. In 1962, the political thriller The Manchurian Candidate, starring Old Blue Eyes, the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra, is released around the United States. In 1976, the first Toronto International Film Festival opened. In 2021, the remake of the film Dune is released. In 1987, NBC technicians ended their 118-day strike and television resumed. Celebrity birthdays include not only Christopher Maloney, Pablo Picasso, and Emmy Lou Harris.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
A Rabbit Ears memory is going to take us back to this CBS television network from the 1980s with a show of hands. Who remembers Knott's Landing?
hadn't said a word all night, but the wheels are turning in her mind. Now I was riding shotgun, and I knew things had gone awry. Just as soon as she dropped me off at the side of the road, and she let that gravel fly, now I'm walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. That's about as lonely as a highway's ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. Was it something that I did to her, or the things I never said? Only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with the left.
Yeah, nothing but the taillights. That's a tough view. Oh, yeah. Clint Black knows. Hey, you know, right? 32 degrees on the Works Blown Home Thermometer. Looking for a high today near 52. We may see some rain. Looks a little suspect right now. It's a little cold, a little chilly. At least not a lot of wind up to about a mile per hour, 2 miles per hour. Otherwise, not much at all. And no precipitation yet, so we'll take that. Up next, we'll see who is celebrating.
Quality Segway UT10 1000cc 105 horsepower UTVs for $9,999. The Homesteader store was able to get a shipment of fresh in the crate 2024 camo UT10s at a special discount. We're passing that discount on to you. So before you spend a bunch of money on a certain brand name, check out these high quality Segway UT10s for $99.99. See the full line of Segway UTVs at the Homesteader store.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what?
Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Time right now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries for your Saturday, brought to you by the great folks right on down Highway 14 in Black Earth, the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For over 50 years, families have trusted the Shoebox in Black Earth to keep them in step with the best brands and the best prices. From back-to-school shoes to work boots, athletic gear to cozy fall favorites, you'll find them all under one roof. Friendly service, unbeatable selection, and deals worth the drive. Make it a family trip. Discover why Wisconsin shops the Shoebox in Black Earth. Service like it ought to be.
Today is Saturday, October 25th, 2025. Time to check who is celebrating. And we see a birthday wish here for Stephanie Worthington. With lots of love from Morgan, Brooklyn, Danielle, and Grant. Have an amazing day. Happy birthday wishes to Megan Kleppy today from Caitlin, Braden, Morgan, the two dogs, Danny and Mac, and of course, your husband, Jason. Megan, we hope you have a fantastic day today. Katie Folk is celebrating, and Katie is on the St. Luke Lutheran Church list today. Wally Van Wert, happy birthday wishes from Park Street Christian Church. Kendall Salisbury, hope you have a great day with love from Mom, Dad, Liam Fulton, and Mabelin. Happy birthday wishes to Sherry Roan, also on the Park Street Christian Church list. Happy birthday wishes to Sharon Schmitz from Special Pup Crisco, and of course, Suzanne today as well. Happy birthday wishes going out to Ben Blado. Birthday blessings from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. Aunt Kelsey and Uncle Jason would like to wish Kendall Salisbury a very happy birthday on this 25th day of October. Kathy Van Landite, happy birthday from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Happy anniversary wishes to my wife, Diane Nautical, from your husband, George, today. Kendall Salisbury, hope you have a great birthday. Some more wishes coming your way from Grandpa Steve and Grandma Ellen. Mallory and Olivia Meese are celebrating a birthday today from Sacred Heart Parish. Alice Meyer, happy birthday wishes today. Colleen Schrader, here's a best birthday wish from Rod, and they hope you have a great day. Happy birthday wishes from the Bloom City Town Crier today to Malcolm McCleary and Stephanie Worthington. From the Little Willow Birthday Club, Mike Mudflap Slaney is celebrating. If you see him, wish him the best. James Gullickson is celebrating as well. Happy birthday wishes to Cheryl Johnson, David Pulvermacher, and Stephanie Worthington from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, Benjamin Blado, Wes Clevin is celebrating, and Sean McNabb, happy birthday to everyone. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, Alec McDonald, Darren Bradley, Kendall, Joe Salisbury, Sharon Schmitz, and Stephanie McCarthy Worthington. Happy birthday wishes from everyone as well right here at WRCO-FM.
Flashing in my rear view, the sheriff said, boy, I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm riding you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky or far too fast. No matter what they say I've done, when I ain't never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. They threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado, Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. No such thing as like a girl too pretty with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
Daryl Singletary, Too Much Fun. Don't forget we have a 7:45 news update. Today's news is going to be much like a meal at the Little Willow Resort. Yeah, many hands going to touch that. Joanne Krulot's preparing it. I will be delivering it. I'll be serving it for you. So that comes your way at 7:45. We'd also like to remind drivers that there are runners out and about. So you should always use caution. Use a little extra caution today. They're participating in the Simons Pumpkin Fest run this morning.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
7:38, we're at 32 degrees on the Wirtz Warren Home Thermometer, working on through your weekend wake-up. Here's classic Charlie McLean and Band of Gold on RCO-FM.
Now that you're gone, all that's left is a band of gold. All that's left of the dreams I hold is a band of gold. And the memory of what love could be if you
of a lover I had never known or loved any other.
You know, everything she touched back in the 70s and 80s was pure gold. That's Charlie McLean and Band of Gold. Our news update at 7:45 is right around the corner. Here's a remake from Dwight.
Oh, thank you. Call love, I just can't handle it this thing. Call love, I must get rid of it, ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love, real thing. It shakes all over like a jellyfish. You kind of like it. Crazy little thing called love. Well, there goes my baby. She knows how to rock and roll. She drives me crazy. She gives me hot and cold fever. She leaves me in a cuckoo sweat. I got a big old. I take a long ride on my motorbike till I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. I gotta be cool, relax. I'll get hit, I'll get on that track, take a back seat, a hitchhike, to take a little long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. This thing called love, I just can't handle it. This thing called love, I must.
Listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or events you want to tell us about, do not miss Prime Mover. Comes your way every Saturday morning at 8:30. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM is sponsored by the Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Cordon Main Furniture and Mattress, J&J Recycling and Salvage, All American Do It Center, and Julie Karen State Farm. Prime Mover from WRCO-FM and WRCO.com every Saturday at 8:30.
Spooky savings are here. The Wicked Good Wisconsin sale runs October 20th through 31st. 20% off regularly priced in-stock furniture from Wolfcraft, Marshfield, and Bestcraft. Locally made Wicked Good deals only at Court and Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Hurry, it's only for 2 weeks.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45. We're at the freezing mark, 32 degrees. Time for a news update on WRCO-FM. It's brought to you today by Jones Chevrolet, Town and Country TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. The outlook from Tony Schumacher, cloudy, a 40% chance of patchy light drizzle or maybe some light rain through mid-afternoon. We're looking for breaks of sun later in the day and a high of 52, 36 tonight. And we warm up a little bit tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, but a high of 61. We've went from clear to overcast in the last couple of hours, but we're up from our morning low of 28. We're at 32 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning. With a look at news on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. A state Senate committee held a public hearing on a proposed bill that would require public schools to establish cardiac emergency response plans this week. The legislation was considered in the Wisconsin Senate Public Safety Committee on Wednesday. If passed into the law, it would require schools to lay out a team of staff members who would respond to a cardiac emergency and a process for activating that team, as well as sharing that plan with local emergency service providers. School athletic events would also be required to have AEDs on hand. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is appealing a decision by FEMA. Evers on Friday announced the Trump administration has denied Wisconsin's application for public assistance for Door, Grant, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties after severe storms and flooding caused damage to public infrastructure in August. In response, the governor announced he will be filing an appeal to ensure these six communities receive the support they need to rebuild, recover, and address more than $26.5 million in disaster costs. In a letter sent to the governor, FEMA said that while the impact to individuals and households was significant, based on the preliminary damage assessments, quote, it has been determined that the public assistance program is not warranted. In September, formal preliminary damage assessments were conducted by joint teams, including FEMA, the Wisconsin Emergency Management, and local officials, and those assessments validated the more than $26.5 million in eligible disaster costs. Governor Evers is now directing WEM to gather additional information and details on costs that the public sector and certain private nonprofit organizations incurred during the August storms. Wisconsin has 30 days from the date of the denial letter to send its appeal. Governor Tony Evers proclaimed October as Financial Planning Month in Wisconsin. That proclamation aims to highlight the critical role that financial planning plays in achieving financial security and encourages all Wisconsinites to revisit or create a financial plan that will help improve their overall financial health and protect themselves and their families from future financial stress and uncertainty. Governor Evers' proclamation also encourages Wisconsinites to plan for unexpected events with the right insurance coverage so their wallets are protected from unforeseen health issues, car accidents, and other property damage. There will be an open house today and tomorrow at Simon's Recreation Complex in Richland Center. Today's activities begin with the Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Run Walk. This is the first year of the event. Mike Hardy is with Simon's Recreation Complex.
It's a fitness-themed event, and that's kind of what our main goal is to get people out there, to get families out there having a good time, and fitness, both mental and physical fitness, as well as being social in the community, I think is important. And, you know, joining in with the Grace Race and the National Night Out, we're kind of the third race in that series. It's good not only for our area residents, but also to draw some people in. So we're hoping to draw some outside people in and bring them into town.
Check-in time will be at 8 o'clock until 8:45. And the event starts at 9. The run features 5K and 10K routes. Medals will be awarded to the top finishers in both men's and women's age brackets. There'll also be a 1.5-mile walk where participants are encouraged to wear costumes. Prizes are given to the top costumes in several categories. There will also be a brat cookout from 10 until 1. This afternoon, there'll be a Simon's Pumpkin Fest pool party from 1 until 4 p.m. featuring music, popcorn, swimming, pool inflatables, and lots of fun. The pool party is free for everyone. Tomorrow, the open house continues from 1 until 4:30. There will be free admission both days. You can find out more information at simonsrec.com. Pumpkin Fest will be held today during the third annual Pumpkin Fest activities in Richland Center. Pumpkin decorating contest entries are on display throughout the day on the courthouse lawn. After that run walk that will be held at Simon's Recreation Complex, Pumpkin Fest fun begins at 11 on the courthouse lawn. Activities during the event include Tiny Acres Petting Zoo, kids games, a bake sale, caramel apples, and more. You can find out more about the third annual Richland Center Pumpkin Fest on the Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Facebook page. CMA nominated Male Vocalist of the Year and Boscobel area native Bobby G. Rice will perform at the Richland Center City Auditorium this afternoon at 2 p.m. He's looking forward to coming home.
I'm looking forward to it, of course. It's always great to come back home and into Richland Center there. A lot of roots, a lot of great times, Richland Center, Boscobel, all that area there is special.
Bobby is a legendary Nashville country music artist with 30 Billboard charted songs, but got his radio debut in the early days on WRCO.
That special time back in, as a family, the Rice family, Ridge Ramblers, where we done a live radio show there for several years. And I can barely remember that, but that was certainly special.
His music has been heard all over the world, and age is not slowing Bobby G. Rice down. He has taken on some new endeavors.
I've been working with two artists that have been young artists that their careers are starting. Cruz Wright, who was on American Idol. I have two songs that I wrote in his just-released album, Cruisin' Back Home is the title of it. And then Alex Miller, who was on American Idol. I've been writing with him. And then a young girl, Audrey Nicole Dittmer, who is currently on there, and she's competing here as we speak. She's in the final part of it, and so I've been helping her, and I'm going to be recording her, producing her in the studio coming up. So I'm enjoying that, working with and being a part and helping those artists also.
Bobby G. Rice will be taking the stage this afternoon at 2 p.m. at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Tickets priced at $25 each will be available at the door, and the doors open at 1 p.m. Many communities across the country are taking part in National Drug Takeback Day, which is being held today. The Richland Center Police Department is hosting a local drug take back today from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department. Drug Take Back Day is an important event. Billy Jones is the chief of police for the city of Richland Center.
Nationwide, Drug Take Back Day is just a really good program that I think has just continued to grow in our community. And it's a good way to get medications out of your home that are no longer needed. Because unfortunately, we do live in a time that sometimes those medications fall into wrong hands, accidentally, on purpose, whatever it might be, and then we have tragic events happen. So get those unused, unneeded medications out of your house, bring them down to the police department on Saturday, and we will dispose of them for you.
A wide variety of unused medications will be accepted.
Any prescription over-the-counter medication, that includes, capsules, inhalers, creams, non-aerosol sprays, ointments, patches, if you have the pain patches or the sickness patches, any sort of vials of liquid that are in the original container. We'll even take vape cartridges, but we ask that you remove the batteries. If you can't remove the batteries, then we can't take them. They need to be taken to a recyclable center. And then pet medications as well. We all have pets. Our pets get sick. We take our pets to the doctors too. If you don't use up the pet medications, bring that stuff in too and we'll dispose of that as well.
Be aware, there are also items that will not be accepted.
What we can't take are aerosol cans. Anything with blood or bodily fluids on them, please don't bring that stuff in. Again, batteries. We can't take batteries. Cosmetic, eyeglasses, household waste, iodine-containing medications. So if the medication have iodine in them, there's some sort of chemical reaction that can happen. So we need to dispose of those properly, and there should be instructions on those types of medications. Thermostats, Again, vapes that have the batteries in them, we can't take those. And then any type of personal care products, you can dispose of those just in your regular household trash.
Chief Jones says if you're unable to attend today's Drug Take Back Day event, there are locations that have permanent drop boxes to dispose of unused medications.
Anytime that the businesses are open, we have four in Richland County. We have them at the Center Pharmacy, the Municipal Building, at the Sheriff's Department, and then also at the Viola Library.
There will also be two Drug Take Back Day events today in Sauk County. They're being held at the Sauk County Police Department from 9 until noon and at the Ho-Chunk Nation House of Wellness from 10 until 2. All accepted items at any event or drop box location must be sealed containers or Ziploc bags. For security, people are encouraged to black out their names and other personal information listed on a prescription label with a marker. Get rid of those unused drugs and medications. Bring them to the National Drug Take Back event today from 10 until 2 at the Richland Center Police Department.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring into savings with hot steel deals plus heavy-duty storage totes, 15 or 27 gallons, your choice, for just $7.99. Cook outdoors like a pro with the Weber Smoke Wood Pellet Grill for $7.99. Don't forget, buy two, get one free on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers to keep you and your home protected. Stop in at Richland Center, East of La Crosse, or Muscadet, and always we appreciate your business.
Good morning. It's time for today's Bible statistics for Saturday, October 25th, 2025, from WRCO-FM. Edwin Eugene Gene Slaney, 89 of Richland Center, died October 13th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery, Melanthin Creek. Friends may call at the church today from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Edwin Eugene Gene Slaney, 89, of Richland Center. Gloria Jean Bagley, 68, of Casanova, died Thursday unexpectedly at home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from 3 until 7 p.m. Burial will be held in the Woodstock Cemetery on Thursday at 10 a.m. Gloria Jean Bagley, 68, of Casanova. Ruth Martin, 87 of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Unity Point Health Finley Hospital in Dubuque. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Ruth Martin, 87 of Richland Center. And Hank Neuenhaus, 99 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held at the Phoenix Center Saturday, December 20th. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Hank Neuenhaus, 99 of Richland Center.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showroom from Richland Center or Reedsburg today. Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's day 25 of the government shutdown, and SNAP benefits that help people buy food are set to run out next month. The Department of Agriculture says it will not tap into a $5 billion supplemental fund to keep those benefits flowing. In Pittsburgh, Jennifer Hudson Vitale says her family restaurant will deliver at least 500